Good morning. Good morning. This is Joe. It's 1:39 a.m. the time. And the date is April 26th, Friday, 2024. I usually provide you guys with deep introspective topics, and this is no different. Hope this will probably be short because I just turned this on to get this off my chest. I want to clear something up for people to really understand something. Time is something that man created to identify when the crops would harvest and all that stuff, you know, farming and stuff. Now, when you think about time in reference to the spiritual, time doesn't exist. Let me say that again. Time is something that man created to coordinate the planting of harvest crops and everything. Now, in the spiritual realm, there is no time. The reason I say that is because I really believe that, speaking about the Bible, that people look at the Bible as being inspired and written so long ago, right? But can you actually prove when it was inspired? If the events that actually happened were recorded in the spiritual world where there exists no time. So if there exists no time in the spiritual world, everything in the Bible, speaking like Revelations, is yet to come, but it was written way back then. Or Revelations that's yet to come has already come and gone, and it's coming again. Or the fact that Lucifer was kicked out of heaven on earth, and Jesus crucified, that happened way back then, or is that coming ahead? Because what I'm looking at is the writing of the Bible had to be inspired. And to be inspired means almost like going deep within yourself, almost to the spiritual or the higher self, to be inspired to write something such as the Bible. And to do that, you have to tap into the spiritual. And the spiritual can tell you something that would seem to have happened when you wrote it. But this, in the spiritual world, there's no time, which means whatever you write in the Bible that was provided way back some thousand years ago could be things that still have not occurred. For example, people reading the Bible, perception, reading that Lucifer was kicked out and he was on this, you know, earth and he was going to and fro and causing all this and that. Or, as I'm saying, maybe Lucifer hasn't gotten to earth yet. And maybe he only comes to earth when there's a time to come to earth to get things cleaned up, to actually perform the job that Lucifer is supposed to perform. And that's not actually doing whatever the hell he wants. His job as a fallen angel, as an electron, is to be the only negative energy on this earth, the only electron for a particular molecule. See, what I'm going to prove here is that no one truly knows when exactly Lucifer was to and fro, because all the writing in the Bible was inspired. And if it's inspired, that's spiritual. And if it's spiritually inspired, there's no time in the spiritual. So essentially what I'm saying is people believing that Lucifer was to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, I'm correcting you. Lucifer is to get rid of people, energies that rob, steal, kill, destroy. It's the perfect setup. Right ahead of time of what some energy does, and others will mimic that, which makes it easy for when that energy does show up, they know exactly who to go to, because you've been doing this since y'all had that Bible some 1,000 years ago. I think it was like 18,000 years. So you're about to find out that no, Lucifer was not walking to and fro. Lucifer, Satan, was not talking to Jesus on the mound. Jesus was talking to himself, because Lucifer is his alter ego. The cruelest trick that the devil, Lucifer, ever pulled is not that he never existed. The true trick he ever pulled is people never know when he showed up. Think about that.